KOM Update News. I'm Zachariah Hughes, and it's 9:02. Yesterday was the last day of the 2014 Quirk Regional Conference at the Nome Rec Center. In his report on behalf of the Elder Advisory Committee, Speaker Merlin Kunica emphasized that change is affecting communities across the region. Some changes are disconcerting, he says, like those taking place in the water, the ice, and among the animals depended upon for subsistence. But Kunica stressed change has also been a means of survival for Native Alaskans in the Bering Straits region. Marine hunters adapted from using stone and ivory harpoon heads to stainless steel ones, but continue hunting whale and seal just the same. Much of Kunica's address was devoted to worries among elders about language loss, the need to secure funding for revitalization programs, and a call for personal efforts by living speakers to pass on Native languages. A presentation on suicide prevention organized by the Kuwerik Wellness Department and presented by Jennifer Shaw of the Anchorage Research Department recognized elders and youths for their cultural contributions to the region. Participants were asked to reframe the issue of suicide prevention and imagine it instead as putting traditional values and meanings back at the center of life. The Wellness Department also premiered its latest campaign called Whaleness, a nod in part to the community strength it takes to harvest large marine mammals. Senator Lisa Murkowski made a short video address applauding the continued vibrancy of subsistence traditions amid fluctuating environmental and economic conditions. She spoke about a bill she's co-sponsoring in the U.S. Senate, SB 1622, aimed at protecting the wellness of Native youth by improving coordination between federal agencies. Murkowski also mentioned bills she's supporting to improve access to federal employment and reduce incarceration rates among Alaskan Natives, partly by relying on more tribal justice systems. Jen Messick gave a detailed presentation to a large audience on synthetic drugs. Messick broke down in detail the difference between drugs like spice, bath salts, and others that have proliferated in Alaska and the lower 48 during the last few years. She dispelled myths about their legality and offered convincing evidence of the very real health risks associated with drugs often sold in packages reading not fit for human consumption. Most of the anecdotes and audio clips were taken from incidents in Anchorage, but Messick made a point of mentioning that such drugs are appearing recently in the Bering Straits region, and she appealed to tight-knit small communities to coordinate locally on combating synthetic drugs. Art Nelson briefed a small gathering on the North Pacific Fisheries Management Council's upcoming meeting. The session will be held in Nome on June 2nd through the 10th. Nelson said the meeting's agenda has not yet been finalized, but the main topic will be how to reduce salmon bycatch, specifically Chinook and Chum. The June council meeting will be open for public comment, and Nelson encouraged all to offer their input. The 2014 Quirk Regional Conference ended with a reindeer stew and fry bread potluck, followed by performances from dancing and singing groups from across the region. The Inuit Circumpolar Council is holding a meeting in Nome next week, and the topic is food security. The goal is to create a conceptual framework to understand the issue from an Inuit perspective. Caroline Behe is the ICC Alaska Traditional Knowledge and Science Advisor and is organizing the event.
Overall, it's to teach how to take a food security lens to the entire environment. Food security is synonymous with environmental health.
Communities, as well as commissions and corporations across the Bering Strait region, elected traditional knowledge experts to serve as representatives at the session. Behe says the meeting evolved after the ICC identified food security as a top priority for Alaska Inuits, but did not have a community understanding of what that term means.
And so we started doing the research, and we found that there's over 800 definitions to food security. Only one of those that I have found so far is from an Indigenous community, and none of them are from the Arctic.
These alternative definitions, Behe says, are based on purchasing power, how much money an individual has to buy food, and the nutritional and caloric value of that food.
Those things are really very, very important, but within the Inupiat and Yupik culture, food means a lot more than how many calories you're getting. It includes spirituality, it includes the clothes that you're getting, it includes transfer of knowledge, it includes language. It includes your relationship with the environment or how we're taught to be within that environment. So all of these things have to be considered if you're to consider food security.
Two previous meetings were held in Barrow and Kotzebue, and another meeting is scheduled for Bethel later this year. The collected information will be peer-reviewed by a traditional knowledge advisory committee and then dispersed to tribal councils, industries, agencies, and the Arctic Council. Behe says ConocoPhillips has already expressed interest in the project, and Inuit communities want to share the information with developers. ICC Alaska represents Inupiaq, St. Lawrence Island, Siberian Yupik, Central Yupik, and Chupik within the state, and the ICC is a permanent seat on the International Arctic Council. The ICC meeting will occur this Monday and Tuesday, April 14th and 15th, from 9 a.m. to 4 p.m. at Old St. Joe's in Nome. Only participants will be allowed to speak, but all are encouraged to attend and observe. State Attorney General Michael Garrity testified before a legislative committee this week to respond to a national report that singles out Alaska for its high rates of violence against Alaska Natives, especially Native women. The Indian Law and Order Commission report was deeply critical of Alaska's law enforcement and judicial system, but the state's Garrity says the Indian Law and Order Commission is trying to impose lower 48 solutions that won't work in Alaska. Garrity told House Community and Regional Affairs Committee members the state contends the Alaska Native Claims Settlement Act extinguished tribal sovereignty when it transferred tribal land to for-profit corporations. He says allowing tribes and tribal courts legal control over local lands would not solve public safety problems. But Chairman of the Indian Law and Order Commission, Troy Ide, says the commission is not advocating the creation of reservations. Rather, he told the committee, members of the commission's main recommendation is for the state to recognize the political status of tribes and work cooperatively with them.
The administration really ought to clarify matters by recognizing in a clear way the government-to-government relationship between the state of Alaska on the one hand and Alaska Native Nations on the other. That relationship is very much part of federal law. It does not turn on land status.
Garrity says the state is working with tribes on a number of fronts to improve public safety, adding more village public safety officers and supporting legislation for them to carry firearms, for example. And he says the state is working with the Tanana Chiefs Conference on an agreement that expands tribal jurisdiction.
The tribal court will provide civil-based remedies for state law criminal offenses, including domestic violence and alcohol offenses. Members or non-members would be subject to these remedies, provided that they have agreed to be diverted to this tribal remedy in lieu of state criminal prosecution.
But Representative Bob Herron, a Bethel Democrat, asked Garrity how it happened that Alaska was exempted from provisions in the Violence Against Women Act, or VAWA, that allowed tribes to prosecute offenders who batter tribal members, whether or not the batterer is a tribal member or lives on tribal lands. Herron says this is a sensitive matter, and by, quote, leaving Native women without rights, end quote, the state is sending the wrong message. Garrity says the state sought the exemption from VAWA because the language was confusing.
Part of my job, Representative Herron, is trying to avoid ambiguities in the law that can only lead to litigation and uncertainty. And so the state sought an exemption that did not expand or retract any existing tribal court jurisdiction in Alaska.
But tribal court Judge David Volek, who serves on the Central Council of Tlingit and Haida Indian tribes, the Sitka tribe and the St. Paul tribe in the Pribilof Islands, says by exempting Alaska Natives from VAWA, the state did a disservice to Native women.
Alaska Native women are the only class of women in this entire United States that were singled out for disparate and unequal treatment in this law. And I don't buy that it was to clarify. If anything, it made things worse and more confusing.
Volek also said for several years, the state has fought tribal sovereignty tooth and nail and only recognized tribal jurisdiction after it loses its case in court. Garrity says the state presses its point in court to protect the rights of all Alaskans.
I would disagree that we've actively tried to discourage his efforts. I will say we've tried to defend our Constitution and defend the state of the law.
This is the second time the House CRA held a hearing on the commission's report. Co-chairs Gabrielle Ledoux and Ben Nagyak have not yet announced any future plans on the matter. And all 17 racers remain in the Kobuk 440 sled dog race. Currently, race leader Jeff King is a few miles outside of the third outbound checkpoint at Ambler. He is followed closely by Tony Browning and Sonny Linder in third position. Dempsey Woods is the current Red Lantern, a little over 50 miles behind the front runner in a tightly packed field. as we close in on the first full day of racing. Price of gold is up 80 cents to $13.1890, silver down 4 cents to $20 even, and zinc is continuing its downward slide at 91 cents a pound. Alaska Airlines Flight 151 is scheduled to arrive in Nome on time at 11:41. Currently 11 degrees outside the KNOM studios, 12 minutes after 9 o'clock.